Some have tried speaking to their doctor, and we get it. It's hard to be completely open about a condition like this. We don't embarrass men, we empower them.
How would you feel if you or one of your loved ones was in cardiac arrest and an ambulance was unavailable because paramedics were busy dealing with a cut finger, a twisted ankle, or a toothache?
We've had so many participants leave the study. I'm concerned that we'll have enough valid data to submit to regulators. We are getting better at treating cancer, but not as great at preventing it. About 10 million people die of cancer worldwide every year, and by 2030, this figure is expected to double. We all feel stressed and exhausted now and then, but if it's been happening for a long time, you may be experiencing burnout. Burnout builds up over a long period of time and can make you feel mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted.
A dark cloud is hovering over more and more Australians and GPs every day, and it's the fastest growing chronic disease in the country. 240 Australians develop type 2 diabetes every day.
Hypofractionation uses higher doses of radiation across fewer treatments to treat certain cancers.
Every minute of every day, suicide impacts the lives of hundreds of people across the globe. It robs families of loved ones, young people of their future, workplaces of colleagues, and communities of their most valuable resource, their people.
When all is said and done, what will you say? That you told your own story? Or helped others live theirs?